Good morning. Precipitation moved out of interior New York and New England during the overnight period, but we're left with an overall dampness and areas of dense fog this morning. Temperatures are back into the 30s in most places, perhaps a few areas of black ice this morning, especially in mountain valleys. It'll be dry for a while, although we'll continue with thick cloud cover through the morning. Precipitation will move back into the region in the form of scattered showers during the early part of the afternoon as a low pressure wave approaches from the Ohio Valley. This wave of low pressure has a lot of moisture with it and also a lot of upper level support. The combination of the two will push a steadier rain through the region as we hit the latter portion of the afternoon and into the region with some heavy bursts as well. We may even hear a rumble or two of thunder in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England late this afternoon and into the evening. After the wave of low pressure passes by after dark tonight, cooler air will start to flow in from the north and west, and this will change any leftover precipitation over to wet snow, first in the Adirondacks, then the Green Mountains, and slowly points south. As we get into the overnight hours, though, the steady precipitation will wind down, and most places will pick up a slushy half inch of snow, mainly on the grassy surfaces, although parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could pick up as much as 1 to 3 inches by early tomorrow morning. The wave of low pressure will continue to progress off the eastern seaboard during the day tomorrow, leaving us with a northwesterly wind flow. This will start a drying trend. There'll still be plenty of clouds around and also scattered rain and snow showers, but highs will be back into the lower 40s. As we get into the day on Saturday, the coolest air associated with this storm system will head over us and we'll stay in the 30s for afternoon highs with a brisk northwest breeze. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and still the risk of a few snow showers. We'll continue the drying trend with mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 40s on Sunday, and we'll stay in the lower to mid 40s as we head into the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across the mid-Atlantic region. Despite weak instability, moderately strong wind flow aloft residing across this area could support a locally enhanced wind gust or two with a few of the stronger storms that develop in the afternoon hours as a cold front passes through. In the colder air to the north, a winter weather advisory is out for parts of the UP of Michigan. Northwest winds gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour will drive in colder air to support snow through the morning and into the afternoon. As much as 2 to 4 more inches of snow will fall in the UP. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma at 7:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Tulsa, Oklahoma at 7:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 21 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees, with a dew point of 34. 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Thermal, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, and Wrangley, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Boston cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, rain changing to snow, 1 to 2 inches worth with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature, 33, that's 6 degrees below normal. 0.3 of an inch of rainfall yesterday, a trace of snow, 3.2 inches for the month and 73.8 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 29, the record high 74 set in 1986, and the record low 2 above zero in 1960. Sunrise this morning, 6:48 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain late this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow before ending overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More rain this evening, perhaps a thunderstorm, and then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow before ending overnight tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain, maybe even a rumble of thunder late this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More rain this evening, perhaps a thunderstorm, and a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain late this afternoon with highs in the middle 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow later on tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and snow showers in the morning, showers in the afternoon with highs in the lower 40s, breezy, colder Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers in the mid-30s, mostly sunny, lower 40s Sunday, scattered rain and snow showers Monday in the mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.